Tuesday, August 15th, and since we're in the middle of August and I haven't really dove into fantasy football yet, this is the first of what I assume to be a number of episodes in the coming 2 to 3 weeks that are about our favorite fake sport. So I've been doing a bunch of underdog and DraftKings best ball rapid fire drafts over the last week or so, and I'm really starting to feel in tune, listening to a lot of content, reading a lot of content. I'm ready for draft season. And without going too much into all the different things I'm thinking thus far, my number one, I think, big macro takeaway is about the running backs. Now, obviously, running backs are a big factor every year, but specifically, what is topsy-turvy to me, someone who usually likes to either let running backs slide altogether or kind of go one anchor running back, a big dog in the first or second round, and then go heavy pass catchers. This year looks very different because I find myself really liking running backs in rounds 3 through 7 or 8, which is usually like right in the dead center of what has been deemed the dead zone, the RB dead zone. And that feels silly. It feels funny to me as somebody who drafts in a certain way all the time, who's almost always pounding receivers in rounds 4, 5, 6, 7. Where this year, it's flipped. It starts at the top because people are average draft position more this year than I can remember in the last 5 to 7 years, let's say. Is more wide receiver heavy QBs, namely the top three, maybe even Lamar in there, along with obviously Jalen, Mahomes, and Allen, have snuck into the second round in some drafts or early third. Whereas maybe through 2 rounds, through 24 picks, you're looking at probably 8 running backs gone. Whereas 2 years ago, it was probably 14 running backs gone through 2 rounds. So that kind of naturally, organically pushes down some of the talent into rounds 3, 4. But you're looking at some of these names that now you can get in rounds 3, 4, 5, 6: Mixon, Etienne, Ramondre, Breece Hall. Obviously, some injury concerns pushing people down a little bit. Talents: Kenneth Walker, J.K. Dobbins, even David Montgomery, Javonte Williams coming off the big injury. Dameon Pierce, right? A feature back on a not great team, but a team that should be improving. Alexander Mattison, James Cook, like James Connor, even Rashad White, even. Like, these are names that I really don't mind as my first, second running back. So, what does that do to us at the top of the draft? We're going to talk more about that as the weeks go on here, but obviously, a lot of people are taking receivers and pass catchers up top, and that makes sense to me. Where I would usually take receivers and pass catchers up top, and I would keep taking them. This time, I'm more apt to like go 2 receivers up front, maybe a quarterback, and then in round 4, take my first running back, which would be like an absolute no-no for the last 5 and maybe even 10 years. Like smack in the middle of the dead zone, guys who usually don't do what they're supposed to do, or guys who have opportunity but aren't that talented, whatever it is. Right now, we've got some fucking studs in this 4, 5, 6 range who can like completely, like Kenneth Walker could be a top 10 pick next year. Javonte Williams, if he actually plays day one, could be a top 10 pick next year. You usually don't get these guys unless they're, coming out of nowhere, rookie types, that late in drafts. So I'm very intrigued with what's going on here at the RB position, and that is going to shape a lot of what I do heading into this draft season. So more on that to come, but that's my first big macro takeaway is the bizarro running back landscape.